Blog Talk Radio.
For listening to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in today. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in, and those who are listening via my show page live online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5867. 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, a lot of people still don't know this, but this is a long-distance number, okay, to call into the show. But I know that this day and age, all cell phones are long-distance free, okay? Maybe not all cell phones. Maybe the government-issued ones aren't free, but if you pay for your cell phone, okay, if you got to pay for your cell phone each month, you know, this and that, you have free long distance. So don't worry about it. Call the number, 818-301-5834, and follow the phone screener's prompts, and voila, next thing you know, you'll be live on the air with yours truly. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Call the office today, 770-732-0244. Tell them the Frank Williams Show sent you for special pricing. Okay, now guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and of course Blog Talk Radio. So if you're on Twitter, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. You can also follow us on Facebook. Follow the show on Facebook. Go into your Facebook account. Go to the top of the page there and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And so, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, those are my followers that are on Blog Talk Radio on my show page there online. You see an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set that up however you want to be able to follow the show on a daily basis. All right? So, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, guys. Tell me what's on your mind. Now, today's show, or today's episode, before I get into that, I wanted to tell you guys, if you haven't heard, about a story from Cleveland, Ohio. There were these three girls that has been held up in a guy's house for approximately 10 years, okay? I believe they were 14 and two of them were 17 when they were abducted. And they have been at this guy's house for approximately 10 years, since 02 and 03 and stuff like that. So, how did they get out? Okay, how did we find out about this? The way that we found out about this is a neighbor, okay, heard noises from the house, or screaming from the house. So he went to the house and went up on the porch and heard a young lady saying, please help me, screaming loud to the top of her voice, please help me, get me out of here, I'm in danger. So the guy, knocked a hole in the door or pushed the door open enough where she could get out, and she got out. When she came out, it was her and her baby. Okay? Now, I know what you're thinking, the same thing I'm thinking, okay, is that these girls are at his house, okay? So they're scared out of their minds. So this guy's using them for anything that he wants. Now, the girl comes out with a baby. So that means that he's fathered a child through her. Okay? And but I don't know if it was actually him or maybe someone else. Maybe it was someone else, because come to find out, his brother also knew he had these girls there at the house. So I don't know if his brother come over and get together with the girls or whatever. I don't know whose baby it is. We know it's her baby, but whether it's his baby or not, we don't know. But she had a baby. She comes out of this hole in the door that this guy's kicked the door on in. She comes out of this hole and runs and jumps in this guy's arm, and he takes her to his home. And the next thing you know, they're calling 911. And she's telling the 911 operator who she is and this and that, and telling them that there's two more girls still there. Please hurry and get there. So I believe that the police came in and rescued the other two girls, but the perpetrator is not actually an American. Okay, I call an American. We won't get into that, but they're not American. All right. So, but they took these kids from their homes, or maybe not from their homes, but, you know, from their homes, but he used to be a school bus driver. So I believe that's how he got access to the girls. Now, at the same time, one of the girls' mother is dead. She died already. And they were saying she died of a broken heart. And condolences to the family, sympathies to the family, because I know that she was just beside herself, that her little girl was gone and they couldn't find her. So she died. And they're saying that she probably died of a broken heart. I mean, that's a tough situation. If you guys have kids out there, if any of you guys have kids, you know what I mean. You know, it doesn't matter what they do. Okay, they can be some of the baddest kids in class or in school. But when it all boils down, you wouldn't take anything for those kids, okay? And you do everything you can to find that your child if they came up missing. And that's exactly what that mother did. She did everything she could to find her child, but to no avail, right? And turns out the daughter was okay, and now I'm sure they're in for evaluation and questioning and all this stuff. So they got a little ways to go before they can even start to think about normality. All right. Just wanted to get that in. I didn't know if you guys had heard that or not yet, but I just wanted to get that in. Today's episode is entitled Knowing When to Use the N-Word. Knowing when to use the N-Word. Now, when you know, you guys know what I mean when I say the N-Word. I have a very educated, knowledgeable audience. You guys know what I'm saying when I say use the N-word. Now, the reason I'm doing this show is because I heard some younger kids talking, and they were steadily using the N-word. Okay? That was pretty forbidden for me to say when I was growing up. I couldn't say those things around family. I could maybe say it out at school or out on the playground or something like that when I was growing up, but I could not say that word around my family when I was growing up, around my mom or my grandmother, anything like that. I could not do that. I'd be punished for that. But you see kids of today, and this is the difference. This is the huge difference, the huge gap between our generation and the generation of today. Because generation of today don't seem to be respectful to our generation or even the generation before us. No respect there. But when I was growing up, there was all the respect for the older generation. Okay? There was all the respect for the older generation. And because of that, I think that even now today, it's very, very hard to use the N-word out in public, okay? So, but my thing is that these young kids saying in this, in that, that in, you know, did this. My thing is, I don't care what you say. Okay, I can't control other people and what they say. My thing is, have respect for yourself, have respect for others by not using the N-word. Okay? And, to be honest with you, a lot of people think that the N-word is just for black people or African-American people. But that is not the case. That could be very well said as far from the truth as you can get. Because, I'm under the understanding that an N can be, white, black, or brown. Okay, it's a stereotype that is put on maybe disrespectful, dishonest, and probably hard criminals, okay? And they're hard criminals in every race. All right, so the N-word isn't just for African-American people, but coming from a long time ago, that N-word was stereotyped towards African-American people, towards slaves, okay? And, but today, it shouldn't be voiced towards anyone. I think you could figure a better word to say than the N-word. I think you can. I think you can come up with better words to say than the N-word. Now, another thing that bothered me about the way these kids were talking was that they were around white kids. And I'm saying kids, but I'm talking about, 20 to 30 year old people. I call them kids. All right? 20 to 30 year old people. And I think that 20 to 30 year old people should know and have the respect not to use the N-word. But these kids were using it right there in front of like six white people, and they were just taking it all in. See? And at some point, they're going to use it. All right? It may not be to your face or whatever, but at some point, they're going to use it. And they're going to think. I can't say everybody, but they're going to think that it's okay for them to use it. Because it was said in a way that supposedly was not frowned upon. Okay, if you guys following me. But here's, you know, and another thing is that these guys are using the N-word and don't even understand where it came from, how it came about, anything like that. They don't understand it. It's totally negative. There's from top to bottom, it's totally negative. There's nothing in between. It's totally negative. And I don't allow my kids to use it. I don't use it, you know. But when you know, here's another deal. When you do use it, whether you're white, black, Mexican, whatever, Latino, Hispanic, whatever you want to call them, okay? Whatever your race is, Korean, Chinese, whatever your race is, your ethnicity is. If you're going to use the N-word, use it in the privacy, in private, with another person whom you're dealing with. And, you know, because now when, and I'm going to say this, I know you guys can't say it, but I'm going to say it. When a white person uses the N-word around a black person or an African-American, there's going to be more words said after that, if you get my drift. Or there's going to be something to kick off right there, right at that moment, that's going to be negative. And it's going to hurt someone. So knowing that, why would a white person, a Caucasian person, knowing that scenario right now, would say that in the presence of an African-American or a black person? Why? Is it to hurt them? Is it to belittle them? I don't know. But what I'm saying is, find something else to say. Find another word to sort of describe them. Find another word. You guys are smart. You guys are educated. You can find another word to use. Now, like I said, because they were using it, I mean, if I'm in a room of people like myself that, you know, and if it was only me in the room with these two or three young kids, and they were using the N-word back and forth, then it isn't a big deal to me. I know who I am. I know who I am myself. So you can call me anything you want. But I know who I am, and I am not the N-word. Say it if you want to. I don't care. but I have the self-confidence to know who I am. But when you put these guys, you know, and like I said, you know, certain venues, certain people, probably no big deal. Now, there are other venues, other people, it's gigantic. You ever been standing in line maybe for a movie or for a, to get into a sporting event or something like that, and you hear these kids, young kids now, young kids, pants hanging down to the butts, all this stuff, young kids that are behind you, or may they may be in front of you, but they're just cursing, using the N-word, like you wouldn't believe. Why is that? I think a big thing with that is that the upbringing of people, of these young kids today, they don't have the upbringing that we had in our generation. I had a mom who didn't play. Okay? I mean, she played. She liked to have a good time and all this. But when it came to her kids, she didn't play. If you were disrespectful to someone, oh, that is trouble. If you were disrespectful to an elderly person and she found out, that was trouble. So what I'm saying to you young kids, because I know my generation of people do not use the N-word out with anyone at any time. I know that. So who I'm talking to are the younger kids. Figure out another that take that word out of your vocabulary, put something else in its place. Okay? Do that for me and you guys will be great. I'm about at the end of my show, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for listening. I hope you had a great day today. I hope you have a great rest of the week. Take care of yourselves. Come back tomorrow in about 23 and a half hours. We're going to have another big topic for you. Don't miss the show tomorrow. Thank you, guys. I'm over, and I'm out. Take care.
Ah, 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 ah.